Ice on my neck, that's incoming. I'm a pretty boy, I'm stunning. Super speed Sonic, I'm running. Super, super, super speed Sonic, I'm running. Call me Big Papa, I'm sunny. Ask about the dick, what she wanted. I'm a bad boy, make loving. I'm a bad boy, make loving.
CFBT Vancouver.
An iHeartRadio station.
Now it's about that time.
It's the Weekender.
The latest hit music, stories, and exclusive interviews. Now, here's Darren and Deepa on the Weekender.
Virgin Radio.
Here we go.
Yes, it's Darren and Deepa. Happy Sunday to you.
Yeah, happy Sunday. We're here to spend your Sundays, make them a little bit easier because we want to get rid of those Sunday scaries. No need to be upset that tomorrow's Monday because we're going to have fun right before that.
That's right. We're not even thinking about Monday.
No.
I know a lot of you went out and celebrated Halloween last night.
Mm-hmm.
And in a couple of minutes, we are going to get into a relationship riddle. We got a text message from a woman who's dating somebody new.
Yeah.
He's a bartender. He's a hunky bartender.
Which she's not very happy about, first of all.
No. She wanted to see if he's fooling around, flirting with people at the bar. So because it was a Halloween party last night, she dressed up in full Halloween costume and spied on him.
Yeah, and she didn't tell him that she was going to be there. And some of the things that she saw, she was not very happy about.
We will get into that in a couple of minutes. It is the Weekender, Darren and Deepa, Virgin Radio.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact.
Today's relationship riddle
with Darren and Deepa
on Virgin Radio.
Well, everyone comes to the show for sound advice, life advice, because we got our act together.
Well, I think that we don't dance around the situations. We're pretty brutally honest when it comes to our opinions on these situations.
So we got another text message at 999-999, and everybody listen in because we need all of your help and advice to help this woman who texted us.
Yeah, we got a text that says, hey, I'm in a weird situation with this guy I've been seeing. I really, really like this guy I've been dating. It's been years since I felt this way. But the catch is he's a bartender at a very popular club in downtown Toronto. And he told me that very early on. And although I said I was cool with it, it didn't really sit well with me. So this past weekend, they hosted a Halloween party. I know he was working. So me and my girls dressed up and we went without telling him.
Mm-mm.
So we had masks on, so we were pretty unrecognizable. And I can't lie, this was all my plan so I could see him in action without me being around. I saw him flirt. I saw him take shots with girls, offer a few free drinks, and even give out his IG handle to a few girls. I was livid, but my friends calmed me down, telling me that this is all a part of his job. But I'm still really upset with what I saw. Do you think this was a big red flag?
I think she's a big red flag.
Why?
I think she is to spy on your boyfriend at his place of work to see if he's going to get caught in the act cheating or whatever.
Yeah.
This woman has issues. She seriously, sincerely does have issues. I bet she was cheated on in the past because this guy sounds like he was doing his job as a bartender. If you go on King Street and you watch these guys and girls,
yeah,
that's part of the gig. You're trying to make as much money as possible. So you flirt, you do shots, you are cute with each other.
Like while you're in a relationship, they still do that?
Sure. He's behind a bar. It's not like he's cheating through the bar.
No, but like, okay, so I get the drinks thing.
It's a nightclub.
You're socializing and I totally get that part. The part that is a little bit weird to me is giving out his Instagram handle. You don't think that's weird? Like, there's a line that I don't think that you should be crossing. And it's like, you have drinks with the girls, you're socializing. I totally get that.
Over a bar? What's your ID? Or what's your Instagram? Oh, here it is. Da, 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 da. If he's got a public profile, what's the difference? I think it's crazier that this woman went to the bar wearing a costume, a mask, and didn't reveal herself to her boyfriend.
She was just trying to save money instead of hiring a personal investigator. She did it with her friends instead.
What she should have done is said, like, hey, we're here for the party, and then see how he reacted when he saw her at her work.
But if she did that, he's not going to behave the way that he did. Like,
he didn't do anything wrong.
Women, right?
Didn't do anything. She's looking for a reason to decide that he's a cheater. She's looking for a reason that she's going to be hurt by this man. She's definitely been hurt in relationships previously, and she's just looking for an excuse. I think it's really sad. I think it sucks that this guy can't do his bartending job, and every single woman is a threat to her.
I know, but I think it's just the nature of the job that she can't get over. But she admitted that. She said when...
Well, he's a stripper. He's a bartender.
I know, but still, there's still that flirty, like...
So?
Wouldn't it make you feel uncomfortable? Like, a little bit? If your partner was out there, like...
It's part of the job.
With other people and, like...
It's part of the gig.
But is...
Who's he going home to?
Okay.
Who's he going home to?
I don't know if he's going home to
her. The girl. The girlfriend.
We're assuming that.
Okay, 999-999 is our text line. Who's out of line here? The guy who's the bartender, who's flirting within the context of being a bartender at the King Street Bar, or the woman who wore a mask to go spy on her boyfriend?
But it was a Halloween party, so I understand why she wore the mask.
Yes. Yep. Yep. We'll get to your calls in a couple of minutes.
Remember your apartment when you said you don't want to waste any more time on letdowns or heartbreaks. Now we're day drunk in the backseat of a taxi, and you're telling me you want to kiss me, but we shouldn't because we're just friends. Maybe we could go get lost tonight. At least we know that we gave it a try. So why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End, smoke a cigarette and talk about exes, take a couple shots and see where the night ends, stop pretending like we're just friends. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End, one more chance, are you feeling the tension, take a couple shots and see where the night ends, stop pretending like we're just friends. Tomorrow, when it's over, and we're sober, I just wanna believe that you miss me, but I shouldn't, cause we're just friends. Now we're day drunk, in the backseat of a taxi, and you're telling me you wanna kiss me, but we shouldn't, cause we're just friends. Maybe we could go get lost tonight. At least we know that we gave it a try. So why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End, smoke a cigarette and talk about exes, take a couple shots and see where the night ends, stop pretending like we're just friends. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End, one more dance, are you feeling the tension, take a couple shots and see where the night ends, stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Maybe we could
go get lost tonight. At least we know that we gave it a try. So why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? Smoke a cigarette and talk about exes. Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? One more dance, how you feeling the tension? Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Like we're just friends.
Live from the Virgin Radio Studios.
Keeping it organized with Sentinel Storage. Kids off to college? Put their stuff in storage and build your new home office. Try 4 weeks free. Visit sentinelstorage.ca.
Another odyssey. Oh, I can't wait. The fire is raging, but you're so beautiful and it's amazing, cause I can taste it, our final odyssey.
You. Here's today's relationship riddle
with Darren and Deepa
on Virgin Radio.
Oh boy, this relationship riddle has split our message board at 999999.
Yeah.
We got a text from a woman who's dating a new guy. She really likes him.
Yeah, he's a bartender, and to her, she was like, not a big fan of that, but whatever. That's what you do for work. So he was like at a Halloween party this weekend. So her and her friends decided to dress up and go kind of see how he interacts with his clientele. And she said that he was like super flirty. He was taking shots with a bunch of girls. And, he even like handed out his Instagram to a few women that he met there as well. And she wasn't happy with it, but her friends were like, calm down, girl. Like, it's part of his job. We don't think he's doing anything wrong, but she still like feels some way about it.
Yeah. It's very interesting that she would go, and spy on her boyfriend. Like, why not just go to the bar and see how he hangs out? And if you're so afraid that your boyfriend's gonna cheat, the relationship is doomed.
But also, like, if you go and you show up and you're like, hey, I'm just here, he's not gonna do that. Like,
but he didn't do anything.
Right?
He didn't do anything. He was doing shots of girls and flirting, which is kind of the role of the bartender.
Yeah, I think just handing out his personal information, that to me was like a little bit overstepping.
999999 is our text line. A lot of text messages coming in. Darren and Deepa, the girl is definitely out of line. If you feel the need to go to these extents to find out if someone's cheating, you have no trust and should probably just break up. I agree.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because it's only downhill from there.
Yeah. Another text here that says, the girl is right. I actually married a bartender, and what was just part of his job turned into me finding some pretty dirty things under my kids' car seats. Sorry that you went through that, by the way.
No kidding. Yeah, that sucks. Let's go to the phones. So you were a bartender for 4 years. Is flirting and, you know, taking shots with people part of the gig?
It absolutely is.
If you're flirting versus not flirting, the tips, how much more tips are you actually getting from that?
You're probably making between 50 to 60% more tips if you're more flirtatious and willing to engage more with the people you're serving.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
So when you were a bartender, were you in a relationship at the same time?
I absolutely was, and my boyfriend would encourage me to show more cleavage before I left for a shift because I would make way more money, and then I would come home with all this money for the both of us to bask in.
And it's kind of like, it's implied at a bar, like everyone knows the relationship between the bartender and the customers. Like the guys are flirting with you, you're kind of flirting back, it's kind of cheeky, but it's meaningless, isn't it?
Absolutely. I've never brought someone home I used to bartend for.
Okay, Melina, I have a question for you because I don't think that what he was doing was wrong, but to me it was like the giving out like a phone number, like an Instagram. To me, I'm like, okay, you don't necessarily have to do that. You can still flirt and have fun in the moment. But to me, I would see that and be like, oh, that's like a little bit weird.
I would never do that, no.
Yeah, so that's okay. Where my problem is. It's like that little extra line that he crossed, I think.
I say for her, if he's making a crap load of money, then who cares? Let him give it all out. He's coming home to her at the end of the day. That's what happened with me.
Thanks, Elena. Nadia. Yeah, you agree with Deepa that handing out your IG handle is too far?
Yeah, because anybody can message him and then he's going to start flirting through IG.
Yeah.
And then it's just going to go on and on.
You think it's like giving out a phone number?
Yeah.
Of course it is. That's
no,
what people message. People message on
exactly.
Instagram all the time, sliding into the DMs. Like,
exactly.
That's where a lot of things happen, right?
Okay, but,
there on Instagram.
But if she doesn't trust him full stop period,
yeah.
It's not going to work anyway.
I 100%
yeah.
agree with you in that situation.
Yeah.
It could be a business thing. For example, my Instagram is at the Darren Jones. The more people follow me, the better my career goes.
Darren! Nice little plug. Mine's at Deepa Prashad One.
Nadia, have a great day.
You too. Love you.
Bye. Love you too.
Bye.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, drinking fast, and then we talk slow.
Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much.
I might, my hands, not the best idea. worried that your wobbly fence post might come down this winter? Go to fencepostrepair.com or call 1-833-FIX-POST today. You'll get a 10-year warranty and have peace of mind. Get 5% off if booked before next spring.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
Crave is the exclusive home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
Streets are talking again. They know there's only one man big enough to run this city.
Including The Penguin, the next chapter in the Batman saga.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
I'm gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
The Penguin, an HBO original limited series. Stream now only on Crave.
Trust me, it's just the beginning.
Subscribe at crave.ca.
It's hard to make time for everything on your to-do list, especially at this time of year. But blood and plasma donors are essential to helping meet patients' needs. We're asking you to add a donation to your to-do list.
Because our communities depend on it.
Because it's critical to my son's treatment.
Because you might need it in an emergency.
Make donating a life-saving habit. For patients and the people who love them, you'll make all the difference. Visit blood.ca to book a donation appointment at a Canadian Blood Services location near you.
This holiday season, the Arts Club Theatre Company has festive productions on all three stages. The heartwarming musical Dolly Parton's Smoky Mountain Christmas Carol returns with Dickens' classic characters and Dolly's renowned songwriting at the Stanley Industrial Alliance stage. Kris Kringle takes the stand at the Granville Island stage in the endearing Miracle on 34th Street. And the Gingerbread Men return for another holiday cabaret at the Newmont stage at the BMO Theatre Center. Get tickets today at artsclub.com.
Oh, that coffee smells good. Can you pass me the sugar when you're finished? Whoa, what are you doing? That's salt, not sugar. Let's get you another coffee.
Feeling distracted? You're not alone. Many Canadians are finding it hard to focus with mortgage payments on their minds. If you're struggling with your payments, speak to your bank. The earlier they understand your situation, the more options and relief measures could be available to you. Learn more at canada.ca/itpaystoknow. A message from the Government of Canada.
$2,999.
That's it?
Yes, $2,999. That's it.
Callum?
Yes, Michael?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's our price for a truly spectacular one-carat created round diamond.
But that's the price for just the created diamond, right?
Yes, but if you buy two of them, we'll turn those bad boys into a pair of diamond stud earrings for you at no extra charge.
We have 2-carat total weight created diamond stud earrings for just $59.98 a pair?
Yes, an extremely high quality.
What if I bought just one-carat created round diamond?
We would happily turn that into a diamond pendant for you at no extra charge.
But what if I wanted to put it in an engagement ring?
Michael, are you telling me you're getting engaged?
I'm asking for a friend.
Does your friend have a name?
All my friends have names. Don't yours?
Tell your friend we can put a 1-carat diamond in a classic solitaire engagement ring for as little as $500.
Spence.
Wow!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Fall is here, and you know what that means.
Schnitzelfest is back at Ricky's All Day Grill for a 7th great year.
Welcome in the fall with a hearty traditional schnitzel at Ricky's. Hand-breaded and fried to crispy golden perfection and paired with a slice of whipped cream-topped pumpkin pie. Schnitzelfest at Ricky's, from 11 a.m. daily for a limited time only. Enjoy your choice of wiener, hunter, or delicious Neptune schnitzel. Come on into Ricky's. They can't wait to make you one.
Whether you're saving for something you deserve or to reach a goal, achieve more with Blue Shore Financial. From now until January 31st, earn 5% interest on new deposits when opening a premium savings account. And as a new client, you can receive up to $600 as a welcome bonus. Visit a branch or blueshorefinancial.com today to take advantage of this limited time rate and start accelerating your savings. Rates subject to change. Terms and conditions apply.
Discover the joy of driving a BMW at Auto West BMW. As pioneers in importing BMWs to Western Canada, they've cultivated a legacy of excellence, growing to become one of the nation's premier authorized BMW dealerships. Explore their extensive collection of the latest BMW models and meticulously maintain pre-owned vehicles. Your journey to the ultimate driving experience starts at Auto West BMW. Proudly part of the Auto West Group in Richmond. AutoWestBMW.com.
Now, back to the Weekender with Darren and Deepa
on Virgin Radio.
I caught it bad just today. You hit me with a call to your place. Ain't been out in a while anyway. Was hoping I could catch you throwing smiles in my face.
Romantic talking, you don't even have to try. You're cute enough for me tonight. Looking at the table and I see the reason why. Baby, you live in the life, but baby, you ain't living right. Champagne and drinking with your friends. You live in the dark, boy, I cannot pretend. I'm not fazed, only here to sin. If you've been in your garden, you know that you can. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me in the morning, I'll be on the way. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me out by your name, I'll be on the way. Like you, times every time that I speak, a diamond and a nine, it was mine every week. What a time and incline, God was shining on me. Now I can't leave, and now I'm making hella Italy. Never want to pass in my league. I only want the ones I envy. I envy
champagne and drinking with your friends. You live in the dark, boy, I cannot pretend. I'm not faced, only here to sin. If you've been in your garden, you know that you can.
Call me when you want.
I'm
So, Deepa, in a couple of minutes, we're going to talk about this thing that people in Japan do. Mm-hmm. I would never do this in a million years. If you're early for work in Japan,
yeah,
you park at the back of the parking lot because it's polite, because the people who are going to be late for work should park closer because they have less time to get to their desk.
Oh, my God. No. You're asking to be fully taken advantage of the situation. I wouldn't learn any lessons from this. I would just keep being late and park at the front because people are way too nice.
I'm surprised you haven't mentioned the fact that you've been to Japan, specifically an airport in Japan,
and
you act like you are an expert in Japan.
I am. I was there for 8 hours, and the culture I experienced at that airport, it was incredible.
We will get into that in a couple of minutes. It's Darren and Deepa on The Weekender on Virgin Radio.
You might win it. It's like 25 the life, so you bust out of prison. Something's in the air, something's in the air. It's like that feeling when you're just about to kill it. Take your last shot, you know you're gonna hit it. Something's in the air, something's in the air. Whoa. Win the medal, and you work so hard that you knew you wouldn't settle. Hands are in the air, hands are in the air. When they hear you and you thought they wouldn't listen, it's like an anthem that the whole world's singing. Hands are in the air, hands are in the air. Whoa. Shake. If we clap our hands, the walls will break. Yo, so loud, won't forget our names. Cause something big is happening. Take this rock and start a fire. Raise it up, we're feeling high. They can't tell us anything. Something big is happening. Something big, I feel it happening. Out of my control. Pushing, pulling, and it's grabbing me. Feel it in my bones.
Virgin Radio.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flickered to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touched me and I come back and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens out of Georgia. Now you're lonely in this city, lying with me. And you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces. Cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it. Oh, I hate it out. The reason that you're in your head right now, while your world is spinning out. So rearranges. I get nervous, oh, I'm anxious. Maybe loving you is dangerous.
Listen to this. In Japan, if you arrive early to work, say you work at like a place with a big parking lot.
Yeah.
Everybody parks further away from their workplace to allow those who arrive late to make it on time, showing a mutual understanding.
That's ridiculous.
So like if you're due to start work at 8 and you get there at 7:30, you're supposed to park, or you do park in the back of the parking lot, knowing that some of your colleagues might need to park closer because they're later. I'm like, that's the dumbest thing. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
You're literally asking to be taken advantage of now.
Agreed, yes.
To me, this is a horrible idea because you're not teaching people the lessons that they need to learn.
Yes.
Get to work on time.
Thank
I'm
you.
Not leaving you a parking space right by the door.
You so you, snooze, you lose.
Exactly, 100%.
I can't agree more. You would love this, Leah. You would love this new system.
And Leah lives close to the
Leah would be like, I park up right close to the door every day.
Yeah. But I would never do what they do for me. I would never do that. If I ever came early, I would be the first. I would let everybody know I was early, actually.
You're like,
well, that's a great point,
too.
I feel like, you know, we're not in competition with each other, but you do want to show that you're showing initiative more than other people.
If the boss sees who's here early, how is she going to see your car all the way at the back of the parking lot? You got to park up front so they know you're here early.
Right up front, I would give her a call, a ring, and say, hi, are you in? I want to have coffee with you.
Yeah. Like, oh, actually, today's a work-from-home day.
Yeah.
Culture in Japan is so different. Like,
yes.
Everyone is so respectful. They're so lovely.
Is that true, though? Like,
yes.
I hear all these stories, and I agree that the culture is respectful, but they make it seem like every single person in Japan is, like, the nicest person
on
the planet.
When I had a layover in Japan...
For God's sakes, here we go.
I was there
How was the airport?
It was incredible. I was there for eight hours.
Ask her about outside of the airport. You wouldn't...
Yeah, did you meet anyone outside the airport?
No, but I met real people in the airport.
Who were working?
Yes.
Service people? Oh, okay. Well, and they were nice to you?
And also other Japanese citizens who were taking flights.
How was the toilet in the airport? Was it as exciting as I hear Japan toilets are?
Wait, did I never tell you guys about the toilet system there?
Hit us right now, please.
Oh my God. There is an option for heated seats. I'm talking...
In the public toilet.
I'm talking public airport bathroom.
Damn,
heated
like
seats.
That.
If you need some privacy, there is a button you can press to play music.
No.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't need privacy, but let me just try this for a quick sec.
What kind of music is it?
And I was like, so it has to be loud enough for like cover the sound of anything that you're doing. And I'm like, this is crazy.
They are polite.
You know what? I take it all back.
That is very polite.
Yeah. And it was like,
what else did the toilet do?
Yeah. There's a bidet, which I think every toilet should have, to be quite honest.
In a public bathroom.
In a public bathroom.
Isn't that incredible? Yeah. You ever been to the toilets at Pearson Airport? Not that nice.
And there's a self-spritzing, self-spritzing cleaner in the toilet.
Oh, God.
So after every flush, it self-cleans. And there's air freshener in the stalls.
Oh, we gotta go to Japan, guys.
No wonder she never left the airport. This is the kind
this
of service
is beautiful.
We're getting.
I was I could have a residency in the airport. I could move in right
Don't
now.
They have pods where you can sleep in a pod until your flight's ready?
You pay like $20 for the entire day. There's like showers.
Man.
There's
what?
I take it all back. I take it all back.
What?
Japan is the future.
Yeah, it is.
That's
it. Really is.
That's it.
Wow.
Now we've been like, wow.
You stunned us.
They should change their ways. I'm like, actually,
keep your ways, Japan. You're doing
awesome.
You're doing it good. We don't deserve heated toilets here. We're too cruel and mean to each other.
Exactly.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm not invisible to you. Do my eyes speak true? My soul's so in touch with you. Just a fantasy, 'cause the unknown's pulling me. We could leave this.
space, freedom lies to chase. What if I escape with you?
Every 2 hours from 7 to 7.
Enter at 94.5virginradio.ca.
Virgin Radio's 5K a day.
Powered by the King of Floors, your vinyl, laminate, and engineered flooring superstore.
And 94.5 Virgin Radio.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI, on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
The explosive drama starring Rob Lowe.
This is just the opening act. This city needs you.
Get into a new episode of 911 Lone Star, Monday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV.
Tonight was made for your couch and a blanket with sleeves. And Everything Wine has a collection of wines, beers, and spirits you'll want to cozy up with. Save $4 on Siete Soles Sauvignon Blanc and Cabernet Sauvignon, now only $8.99. And save $7 off Maker's Mark Kentucky Bourbon, now $39.99. Come explore all the cozy collection savings this week at Everything Wine, including up to 30% off select items. Shop in-store or online. Start at everythingwine.ca.
Are you looking for an endless selection of entertainment? Get Crave. What do I mean by endless? Okay, here goes. Heart-pounding thrillers, epic adventures, the latest blockbusters, the only place to watch HBO, sizzling reality shows, homegrown originals, your favorite sitcoms. How much time do I have left? 15 seconds? Start streaming the Harry Potter film series, Shoresy, Love Island USA, HBO originals like The Penguin, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, The White Lotus. Wait, did I mention Friends? We barely scratched the surface. Crave, endlessly entertaining.
CTVNewsVancouver.ca, your trusted news source. Get stories that matter to you 24/7. Local breaking news, anytime, anywhere at CTVNewsVancouver.ca and the CTV News app.
Seems everyone has a cold or flu these days, so it's vital that you keep your immune system functioning at peak levels. Protect your health with a daily dose of delicious elderberry gummies from New Nordic, the number one supplier of natural supplements in Scandinavia. Elderberry gummies are sugar-free and contain 3 times the regular amount of elderberry extract, providing powerful immune support, virus resistance, and fast relief from cold and flu symptoms. Available at Shoppers Drug Mart, Loblaws, Jean Coutu, and London Drugs, or online at Amazon and newnordic.ca.
Television's number one new hero.
I just want to help in any way I can.
Is Coulter Shaw.
We have a job for you.
Yeah, but it's a weird one.
Never stopped me before.
Justin Hartley stars in Tracker. New episode, Monday at 7 on CTV.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI, on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell. Smartphones just got better.
Bring it right back. Bring it back.
Back to the Weekender with Darren and Deepa on Virgin Radio.
Stop playing with them, Riot.
And I'm bad like the Barbie. I'm a doll, but I still want to party. Pink felt like I'm ready to bend. I'm a 10, so I pull in a Ken. Like Jazzy, Stacey, Nikki. All of the Barbies is pretty.
Damn.
All of the Barbies is bad. It girls, and we ain't playing tag. Rad, but he spank me when I get bad. I'm in L.A., Rodeo Drive. I'm in New York, Madison Ave. I'm a Barbie girl. Pink Barbie dream house. The way Ken be killing shit got me yelling out like the scream house. Yelling out, we ain't selling out. We got money, but we ain't lending out. We got bars, but we ain't bailing out. In that pink Ferrari, we peeling out. I told Tay, bring the Bob Dylan out. So cold, we just chilling out. Baby, yelling, yelling, yelling out. It's Barbie, bitch, if you still in doubt. And I'm bad like the Barbie. I'm a doll, but I still wanna party. Pink felt like I'm ready to bend. I'm a 10, so I pull in a Ken. Like Jazzy, Stacey, Nikki. All of the Barbies is pretty. All of the Barbies is bad. It girls, and we ain't playing tag. Barbie ain't nothing to play about. He wanna play in a playhouse. What they gon' say now? I'm watching these boobs, I'm rubbing a stain out. Like I'm ready to bend. All the fake Barbies just wanna pretend. Like, bro, let me go find me a pen. Look where it led. Now I'ma put it to bed. She a Barbie bitch with her Barbie click. I keep dragging her so she bald a bit. And I see the bread, I want all of it. And I want the green, so I all of it. And I throw it back so he losing it. And I give the box with no shoes in it. Yeah, I know the trick, so I got him break. You didn't know who hit me and Barbie. And I'm bad like the Barbie. I'm a doll, but I still wanna party. Pink felt like I'm ready to bend. I'm a 10, so I pull in a 10. Like Jazzy, Stacey, Nikki. All of the Barbies is pretty. All of the Barbies is bad. It girls, and we ain't playing tag.
My brand new single, and you're checking out my station, Virgin Radio. So let's get into it.
Lock me up cause I've been bad and I know I'll do it again. You're the best I ever had, I'm guilty, I confess. Blue light, red light, we gon' get real wild tonight. Blue light, red light, with you.
Number one hit music station, 94.5, Virgin Radio.
It's fine, it's cool, you can say that.
Yeah, it's Sunday night. Happy Sunday night to you, Darren and Deepa. No Hello. Sunday scaries. That is the motto of the show.
Yes.
And you know what? If you're eating Halloween candy right now, there's no shame in that either.
Not at all. I don't know if you've seen this, Darren, but some places in the state, they actually put a restriction on the age limit for people who can go trick-or-treating.
Like kids over, pick a number, yeah. 14, 13, yeah.
Basically,
can't do it?
14. If you're over 14, you can go trick-or-treating. And I'm like, how do you implement that, first of all? And if they've dressed up and they put time and effort into their costume, I think they can still go trick-or-treating.
I agree with you. Ridiculous. We will get into that in a couple of minutes. It is The Weekender on Virgin Radio.
Another banger. Baby, calm down. Calm down. Yo, this your body. It puts in my heart. For lockdown. For lockdown. For lockdown. Yo, you sweet life. Calm down.